Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Top five issues from polling. You ready? These are the things that are supposedly going to drive the midterm elections and probably the presidential election in 2024. Number one, the economy. It's the economy, stupid. Next, number two, inflation, which to me is kind of the economy. But if you do want to segment it out, it is different because it is an aspect of the economy that people are very focused on. And I'll give you the number that tells you that is the number one issue in terms of negative polling for Biden. Number three, crime. Number four, Ukraine. And number five, immigration. Those are your top five issues according to the latest polling that I've seen in multiple places. And my question to you is, do you buy that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Let me ask you, where does political corruption rank for you in terms of top issues? Are you concerned? Because let me tell you something. If you were to ask me what is one of my top three, political corruption is one of them. And let me tell you why. WuFlu, ruse. Russian collusion, ruse. Hunter Biden's laptop, ruse. Russia-Ukraine war started by Biden, legitimate. But where are they putting the blame on that? Climate change, by the way, where is climate change and WuFlu healthcare on this list? What are two things that are supposed to be the biggest existential threats to mankind? People not getting vaccinated in WuFlu and climate change, because we're all going to die in what? Now we got 10 years left, according to AOC? Didn't even make the list. But what did this glorious economy that all these Biden knuckle draggers tell you? Oh, the economy, there's so many jobs. He's doing such a great job. Well, 63% of Americans say Biden has failed on the economy. There's work wanted. As I mentioned the other day, Walmart says it's going to hire truckers at $110,000 a year. Truckers, folks, will be making more than half the graduates of with college degrees. Some of them are from Ivy League schools. Truckers for Walmart. We are coming back. Let me tell you something. We are shifting back to an economy where people are going to start respecting plumbers, electricians, people like this. Jobs that actually matter. We're going to get away from the stupidity of degrees in social justice, degrees in diversity, equity and inclusion, and all this other nonsense in a country that is so diverse, equitable and inclusive. It's pathetic. But let's move on. So we got the economy, 63%. Inflation, 69% of the people say Joe Biden, he's negative in inflation. 69%. 31% of the people apparently aren't being impacted. Must be the pharmaceutical executives and the, you know, the super rich. Because 69% of this country feels it. And let me tell you, I feel it. This is the first time in a long time where I gas up my car and go, holy mother of fossil fuels, because I can't figure out where I'm. If you think I'm lying, and I know many of you out there know what I'm about to say. When I fill up my car and I got to make a trip, I ask myself, how far is that and what's that going to cost me? I made a trip the other day and regretted. I was like, man, I never should have paid that $17 to go there. We're all starting to see it. How many times do I need to talk about crime? I talked about it the other day. Crime on the rise. Every city. It isn't limited. It's not like it's isolated. Crime, by the way, I'm going to talk more about inflation in a bit in the next segment. We're also going to talk about fake news, and that's going to tie into the inflation numbers that I'm going to talk about here in the next bit of time, because it's fake. All these things, it's worse than what they tell you, which means it's great for us. It's worse than what they tell you. What I mean by this is the numbers are worse in every statistical category. The economic numbers are horrible. Don't believe the jobs figures and, you know, whatever they're telling you. The consumer price index is way up. I'll explain in a bit. Consumer, what do they call it? Like morale. Way down. Crime. I ask this question of you guys all the time. Do you think that because you're not hearing about smash and grabs, do you think it stopped? Do you think that in California and many other states where it's worse, California is not the worst with $950. I pick on them because it's easy. It's easy to pick on them. But there are states that are worse. $950 is a misdemeanor. Up to $949 is a misdemeanor shoplifting. You think shoplifting is stopped? You think people are on hiatus, that they're on summer break or spring break or vacation? Are you kidding? These people are feasting. The price of everything is going up, which, by the way, is it absolutely enhancing the inflation numbers. Not in a good way. I mean, for us it is, because, you know, Biden's the president and he's the one that's doing it. The leftists are the reason why this is happening. That's why I tell you, rejoice. I feel like I'm in the Ten Commandments. Rejoice, for the Lord has come down from on high. He's exposing these fools. Political corruption, folks. Where's that rank? High on the list for me. I bet it's high on the list for you. NBC polling and the analyst, Steve Kornacki, went over the polling on Sunday. He said, college-educated men went from being plus 16 for Democrats in the last midterm to now being plus 10 for Republicans, a 26-point shift. Now, Trump doesn't need it. The Republicans don't need it, but it's good to have. So these districts that you see that you go, oh, well, Kevin, it's a plus 14 Democrat. No, it's not. We have winnable races, and if the Democrats can't cheat, see, they can't cheat on the massive scale that they need to hold Congress. They can't cheat on that massive of a scale. They would get caught. They can only do it selectively, like in Georgia senatorial races and things like this. They're going to get their butts kicked. We're going to come back and talk about trueflation, a.k.a. Bidenflation. I'll explain.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All the data, all the stats that the government gives you, they're all skewed. They're all made to look better than what they are. For example, they remove food prices or gasoline prices, things like that, from giving you the actual inflation rate. There's all kinds of manipulation because the government doesn't think you can handle the truth. The people that you pay, your employees, lie to you routinely. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. They lie. They lie for sport. They lie. And the notion is, and they've said it, they've literally said this publicly, we don't think you're ready for this. The CDC knew the statistics on Wu Flu, and you know why they withheld it? They said, we don't think the public is ready for the truth. Well, you want to know what the truth was? The truth was they ripped you off. The truth was there was no reason for you to take us to panic over Wu Flu. It kills some people just like disease does. But no reason to panic. No reason to shut down our economy. Certainly no reason to put billions and billions and trillions into vaccines that don't work and actually kill you. And then when the CDC found out that these vaccines killed you, what did they do? They withheld the data. Now, I'm just telling you, these are the facts, people. My Gestapo, the ladies that would write to me and to Kevin, well, you're passing misinformation. Am I still? Now that you have the truth, hey, just out of curiosity, do you wish to write to me and say, Kevin, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong and you were right. If I were had gotten it as wrong as they did, I'd be saying, you know, publicly, I'd go, hey, it's like this dude, he wrote to me, he says, Kevin, you got to stop using the term liberal, because I'm thinking conservative liberal. He goes, they're leftist. He goes, liberal's not a bad word. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know what, he's right. I don't have any problem with people being liberal. Put some salt on your food liberally. I don't care. Kevin, if you believe that you take a liberal stance on drugs, fine. That makes you probably an independent, or what do they call them? The people that live and let live. Those guys. You know what I'm talking about. I'm having a Bidenism right now. But the point is, if you feel like you're liberal in social things, great. Now, I can debate you and tell you that I'm just as liberal. I don't care if you use drugs. I don't. But what you do with your body is your business. Unless you're a female and you can carry the civilization in your womb. God made you special. So you have a different responsibility to the world, which is the reason why I exalt women. They are the only reason we are here, fellas, is if they decide I want to not do something silly and kill the child inside of me. But they don't get that anymore from me because they don't deserve it. The leftist women don't. You conservative women do. I want to be very clear. Conservative women, you do. Anyway, the point is this. I was right. I'm right on Wu Flu. I'm right on the various issues that we talk about because I'm a learned individual who goes out and looks up the information I need. I mean, this is what I do. I do this multiple hours a day. I don't go to some job and go clerk or do accounting or blah, 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 or teach physics. I do this 24/7. I have multiple inputs that come to me for me to do this job. I don't just rely on one single source of anything. And for the record, I even go to the dark side. So you don't have to. I don't want you to go over there. It's ugly to get inside the head of a leftist. It's a bad place. I don't even want to describe it. Imagine you're inside of the barf bag of somebody who's barfing. You're the little dude down in there, and you see him coming. They open him up. Ugh. That's what it is to be in the mind of a leftist. It's a crazy mind. I asked you guys the other day. I said, in this show, every day you wake up, you can be proud of yourself as a conservative because you're not fighting any inner conflicts. You're not raising your kids one way and wanting other people to raise theirs another. You're not publicly saying one thing and privately doing something else. You're not trying to put on airs for people about if you got a Ferrari, you know, you probably earned it. And, you know, in other words, you're not out there trying to do things for the wrong reasons. You are who you are. And most of you are smart enough to say, you know what, I'm headed towards self-actualization where I don't, and I say this, I couch this because I don't want people to think you don't care about other people, but you don't, you care more about self than you do about what others perceive of self. When you get to that point, that is an amazing feeling because I'm there. I can tell you, it's an amazing feeling. And it isn't that. I mean, you got a reputation and things like this, but it's bigger than reputation. You know, honestly, I'm telling you right now, I don't care what you think about me. The people that I interact with, I know what they think about me and I know why they think it because I am true blue. I'm as true as it gets. And I've made mistakes, but I admit it. Anyway, I told you I was going to talk about trueflation, the CPI. Consumer price index is measured in the form of a survey that collects about 94,000 prices per month for commodities and services and 8,000 rental housing units for the housing component. And a guy writes this. It's a black box. We don't know how they made the survey, how they executed it, and so on. And the surveys are quite dubious to us, as opposed to real price data at the sales point that you get from real merchants or aggregators. While the Trueflation Index is based on the same calculation model as the widely used CPI, it is different because it measures and reports inflation changes daily by using current real market price data from sources like Zillow, Penn State, Nielsen, and others. About 40% of the data that is being looked at is the same goods basket that the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses. The remaining 60% is being substituted with data from other sources. So where does this leave us, this guy writes? What is the real inflation rate? Well, based on the Trueflation dashboard, the 7.5 to 7.8% they're telling you is a lie. It's 13.2%, and food costs are up 26.5%. Those are the real numbers. And it's based on somebody going out and saying, it's like I told you, I said the other day, probably a month ago, I said, take a snapshot of whatever you buy today at the grocery store. Look at the size of the unit and the cost and watch it month to month. It'll scare you. Scare the bejesus out of you. So this is the reality that you're living in. Go to the gas. I've told you guys, what was it, a few months ago, $4.19 got my attention at the pump. A month later, I'm over $5. Now, I don't know what the ratio is, but it's, well, we're talking 80 plus cents in a short amount of time. I know, I can tell you. I can see it right then and there. Don't think these numbers the Fed are giving you are legit. And trust me, people feel this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 16 people are injured, 10 of those shot after an attack on a Brooklyn subway Tuesday morning. NYPD Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell says a man opened fire on a subway car and released some sort of gas canister.
The
As the train was pulling into the station, the subject put on a gas mask. He then opened a canister that was in his bag, and then the car filled with smoke. After that, he began shooting.
None of the victims have life-threatening injuries, police adding that it's not terror-related. The United States marked the highest 12-month increase in inflation in March, with consumer prices rising 8.5%, a high not seen in four decades. Data also reveals a consumer price index, which measures a consumer side of price items like energy, food, and rent, rose 1.2% from February. USA Radio News. More severe weather is bearing down on millions of Americans. A new round of storms will drench central states from Texas and Louisiana north to Minnesota and Wisconsin. More tornadoes are possible after Arkansas was hit Monday night.
Eastern Texas, Louisiana, northward through eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, eastern Kansas, eastern Missouri, eastern Nebraska into Iowa. So a pretty dynamic setup is occurring, so we're going to have a large area of thunderstorms over the next 24 hours.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Oravec speaking there on Fox News. A COVID lockdown continues in a city in China. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A massive lockdown in Shanghai, China has put roughly 26 million people in their homes by forceful Chinese government officials. No one is allowed to leave their residential compounds, even to buy food.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know the old saying, the rule, that leftism is about telling you what it isn't by trying to convince you of what it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is exactly where we find ourselves. CNN is fake news, but they try to tell you, no, we're not fake news. So they tell you who they are. Joe Biden says, you know, my son, he's the salt of the earth. He's a great kid. We had nothing to do with this. He's telling you, I had everything to do with it. My son is a heel and a scoundrel, and you want no part of him. I don't need to tell you this. Well, let me ask you this. Would you want your daughter to date Hunter Biden? I know the answer. Only a fool would say, yes, I would want my daughter to date Hunter Biden. Now, there's some people on the left who would say yes, but there's nobody I know on the right who would say, yes, I want my daughter to date a guy who got kicked out of the Navy because he's on drugs. He got driving under the influence of drugs, forced to go to rehab because daddy got him out of it, flunks out of rehab, then marries his brain dead brother's ex-wife, screws around on her with a hooker slash pole dancer, has a baby out of wedlock with her that he doesn't want to pay child support, and then represents the family in a series of illegal business deals because he's riding on the coattails of his daddy's name. Perfect time. I mean, you want to talk about a family you want to be married into? Boy, oh boy, I tell you what, woohoo! People would say to me, Kevin, you always want to check out the parents. And I would say, man, if you like a girl, you know, you should just, you know, it's just between you. No, it isn't. You better know the family. And I know when you say that, sometimes you think, well, then nobody would probably want me. I don't feel that way. My mother, you know, died before I turned five. My dad was in prison, but I was raised by my grandparents who were stellar people. They were, you know, weren't wealthy. They didn't put on airs. They didn't have a lot to, you know, whatever, but they taught me a lot about life. Could I hobnob with the wealth, you know, with the elites of Rome, you know, of London and all that? Not really. I wasn't taught that stuff, but I could hold my own. I wouldn't be embarrassed. See, here's the reason why. My grandparents taught me this, to respect myself. They didn't do it directly, but they, like I said, they didn't. My grandfather could tell you little things, make you feel like he was more than what he was. But for the most part, he admitted, I'm a simple guy. Sixth grade education. He told many people that. I only went to the sixth grade. So it wasn't I learned to just be up front. This was after I went through the period of being a pathological liar because my dad, you know, not about everything, but like anything related to my father, I should say that. Because when I tell people that, I don't want them to think I lied about everything. I didn't. I lied about my dad. My dad. Because he was in prison. And I hated that. I knew the stigma of that. Now, today, it's a badge of honor. Oh, by the way, I should tell you something. I'll often talk about, because people say, Kevin, were you ever a Democrat? And I answer, I've never been that stupid. But there are people who have been that stupid, and I call them trans. Yeah, they're trans. Trans political. They were once a Democrat, now they're a Republican. So they're trannies of sorts, right? I think that's very funny. I'm working it into a comedy routine because that's what they are. They're trans politicals. Just like they're transsexuals, they're transpolitical. Oh, are you a transpolitical? Yes. So for those of you, those of you who are dealing with your political, your politicality, I want you to understand, many of you are trans. If you supported Barack Obama and now you're back, well, you're BIPOC political, right? You're bi-trans political. Because you experimented, don't admit, you can admit it, you experimented. Yeah, you went on the dark side, but just a little bit. And as we all know, it's okay for ladies, but I don't know about you fellas. I got off kilter a little bit. I wanted to play this clip because I wanted to talk about how CNN is essentially trying to cover its lie. And here's Brian Stelter. He's going out, he's doing a series of interviews, and he talks to a lady that teaches media literacy for kids to be able to understand how to discern reality from junk media. It's a great class if it's done correctly. And we're going to be doing something similar, but here you go.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Barbara King wants to arm this 8th grade class.
All right, so today's topic is misinformation.
With the tools they will need in a world of information saturation.
We're going to learn to identify the various types of misinformation.
And there is a lot to learn.
They're called satire, false context, imposter content, manipulated content, and fabricated content.
Just imagine trying to make sense of all of this as a teenager.
I want to stop this here for just a second because, as I mentioned, she's, you know, it's a good class. It sounds very good. But he says something very poignant. Imagine making sense of all of this as a teenager. These are the same people that want to educate your kids on sexuality. This is for teenagers. They want to educate your kids on sexuality while they're 6, 7, 8 years old. But he's saying, can you imagine that with somebody trying to explain to you fake news and how, you know, this is not happening, you know, that this is not the reality of what's going on in the world, and you're a teenager? He doesn't even get it. Because nobody ever brings that up. This is what I would bring up. And by the way, I made a video about this, and I brought up this point. Let me play the rest of the clip.
Now we go to imposter content. What does imposter mean?
Someone trying to be someone else, right? You get that word, what's an imposter? So an imposter content uses either a well-known name, a brand, or a logo to fool people into believing that it's authentic.
As the web becomes even more of a wild west every day, the students here at PS207 in Queens, New York, know that they need these lessons.
A lot of students have social media, and if they're looking at stuff that is, like, wrong and just telling everyone that it's right, and they're just giving everyone false information.
King began teaching media literacy 7 years ago.
Why the initial impulse to teach about this?
I feel it's a skill that that my students really need. There's too much misinformation around us in the world, and I want to give them some tools to make sense of what they're seeing.
She uses curriculum from the News Literacy Project, a nonpartisan education nonprofit. Founder Alan Miller says these lessons are now used by more than 37,000 educators.
What do I mean by I want you to critically think about what you're seeing on the internet?
The goal is to equip future generations of savvy news consumers.
So in the picture, it looks like a car is like on a highway and there's like a shark in the water.
So what are we looking at? We're looking at what type of a social media? What kind of account is that?
Twitter.
It's an infamous fake, one that gets reshared every time there's a hurricane. And these students are sharing tips so they don't get fooled.
On Google, there is this little picture of a camera, and you can add the image in there, and it will reverse search it.
So ultimately, news literacy is about something bigger. It's about basic critical thinking skills.
Correct. Correct.
How do you try to connect those dots?
Well, to me, this is a real-world problem. It's very easy to bring that in when they start realizing I can utilize these skills in anything that I do.
After the class, students told me the lessons hit close to home. Do any of you feel like you try to correct friends or family now based on what you've learned?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like when COVID first started, like my family like thought that, wow, this is a hoax. But then I'm like, this is real. Like people are really dying, getting sick from it. I really just wanted to believe that it was fake, you know, because I didn't want that to really happen to me. But it was real, and it just changed everyone's lives, honestly.
But that gets to the motivations of you want to believe something, but you got to face reality head on.
Other like fake articles, like you maybe you want to believe it, but like it's not true, and you have to like research if it's really true or not.
More traffic into this fake site.
They also said their peers would benefit from this class. Do you all feel like every student needs to be learning news literacy?
Yes.
So now, folks, let me say what's happening here. The purveyors of fake news now want to teach it as if they really want these kids to critically think. What did the kid talk about at the very end? COVID, right? Wu flu. Did he cover it as, you know what, the numbers don't jive. Here's what they tell. You think they're going to do deep dives so that those kids can really understand what critical thinking is? Or do you think that it's going to be disguised into something nefarious and you will never, ever, it'll never see the light of day the way we would teach it? We are talking about doing something like this, putting together a program like this. And they said it's news. The group is called News Literacy Project, founded by Alan Miller. Well, my team's researching it because, and he says they've got 37,000 students learning it. Don't trust me when I tell you, this thing will be across the country soon. It'll be cloaked in leftism, and they'll act as if, no, we're teaching kids critical thinking, but they're not. This is a bait and switch. That's all it is. And we shouldn't be fooled by it. My team's not fooled by it. We're going to offer an alternative to it. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
CNN claims to want to help youngsters understand what they call media literacy so they can understand what's fake, what's real, etc. Because Brian Stelter, who's running around on behalf of CNN, is, they put him in charge of being the Pied Piper of letting people go, oh, well, CNN definitely wants to solve the problem of fake news. The fake news people, the people who the phrase was coined for, want to be the ones that say, oh, we'd recognize when it's fake news. The people who've gotten so many stories wrong, it is ridiculous. And they were part of the, I mean, proven to be part of the culture of lying to us about everything. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
So Stelter went to some teacher who teaches media literacy because, as I said, he's been tasked with, you know, cleaning up the record, if you will, of CNN. I don't know why they think he can do it, because I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. He's a joke. Here's what happened with him. This was a few years, about a year ago, when Michael Wolff appeared on his show and essentially embarrassed him by saying, you think way too much of yourself.
I think the media has done a terrible job on this. I think you yourself, you know, while you're a nice guy, you know, you're full of sanctimony. You know, you become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You know, you come on here and you have a, you know, a monopoly on truth. You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You know, you are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
Don't talk so much. Listen more. You know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
You know, you gotta stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to, of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. You know, fake news, and you say virtuous news. You know,
we just figure out what is
here.
Real.
I mean,
yeah,
we.
I'm listening.
Well, figuring out what is real is not so easy, and right. You know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
Welcome back, folks. That interview had this, you know, surprise the heck out of Brian Stelter, because here's a guy he's invited as a guest that says, "Man, you're irrelevant. Who are you to tell people what's fake and what's real?" Look, this, I don't know how Brian Stelter does it. Here's what I tell people about this show, because I got interviewed by Washington Post, New York Times, and you're news. I said, I am not news. Never have pretended to be. And in fact, I don't tell people what to do. I tell them, here's what I do. Here's how I think. You can think what you want. You obviously do. If I influence you, great. If I don't, even better. All I'm trying to get you to do is figure out who you are and run with it. To me, that's medicinal. I should be getting paid money to tell people, look, let me teach you how not to self-abuse. Let me teach you how to be yourself. Let me teach you how to be happy with whom you are, etc. To go for it. Don't pay attention to these clowns. So, you know, listen to my program. Go listen to any of the shows. I'm not telling you be me. In fact, many times I tell you, look, I'm going to tell you right now, being me may not get you what you want. I know what it hasn't gotten me, but I'm okay with it. If I were a little less brash or whatever, some of the very traits that people don't like Donald Trump, I probably could get farther. But here's what I'll tell you. I don't care. I don't care. This is me. And I know there are a lot of you out there who like it. You don't always like my approach, but you like that I'm okay with it. And you want to know why? Because you sense the genuine nature of somebody saying, no offense, I don't care. It's something I used to envy it. Can I just be blunt? I used to envy that. I had friends that go, man, look, no offense, I don't care. I don't care what you think. One of my best friends, I didn't know he was this way. I mean, I didn't think about it overtly. His name is Mark. But Mark would be, we'd go play basketball. He'd go, man, I don't need to make a friend out here. We're here to dominate the court. Kev, stop being Mr. Gracious. Let's go dominate the court. Because we only got a couple of hours, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to come here sitting and looking at other people play basketball. And that was the way we played. And I was like, man, Mark, I mean, there's some cool cats here, whatever. He's like, I ain't here to make friends. I got friends. Now, he wasn't a jerk about it, but he was right. And I remember the one time when it hit me, me and a guy were like, yucking it up. He's like, dude, make your shots. Make your shots. I remember, like, I'm doing all right. No. And he was like, no. And you have to understand. He's like this. I'm telling you how he talks. No. Kev, you are not making your shots because you spend too much time trying to make people friends. We ain't here to make friends. We ain't here to dominate the court. And that was the way he told me. And I remember thinking, you need to chill. But no, he didn't. Because that's why we were there. Getting back on track, I want to talk about this kid that absolutely eviscerated Brian Stelter, who, again, wants to act like CNN is a purveyor of all the real news and Fox News is fake, which I don't care about Fox News. I make sure you guys understand that it is Fox News, not Fox News. Anyway, here's a kid asking Stelter this question.
Hi, thank you for coming. My name is Christopher Phillips. I'm a first year at the college. My question is for Mr. Stelter. You've all spoken extensively about Fox News being a purveyor of disinformation, but CNN is right up there with them. They push the Russian collusion hoax. They push the Jussie Smollett hoax. They smeared Justice Kavanaugh as a rapist, and they also smeared Nick Sandman as a white supremacist. And, yes, they dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop affair as pure Russian disinformation. With mainstream corporate journalists becoming little more than apologists and cheerleaders for the regime, is it time to finally declare that the canon of journalistic ethics is dead or no longer operative? All the mistakes of the mainstream media and CNN in particular seem to magically all go in one direction. Are we expected to believe that this is all just some sort of random coincidence, or is there something else behind it?
It's too bad. It's time for lunch.
You have 30 seconds.
No, I mean, right? there's a clock that says 30 seconds. But I think my honest answer to you, and I'll come over and talk in more detail after this, is that I think you're describing a different channel than the one that I watch. But I understand that that is a popular right-wing narrative about CNN. I think it's important, when we talk about shared reality and democracy, all these networks, all these outlets have to defend democracy. And when they screw up, admit it. But when Benjamin Hall, the Fox correspondent, was wounded in Ukraine, the news crews at CNN and the New York Times stopped what they were doing, and they tried to help. They tried to help him get out of the country. They tried to find the dead crew members. That's what news outlets do. That's how they actually do work together, to your question about sharing those kinds of connections and trust.
Now, as I mentioned, I talked about this in a video, but this kid is saying you talk about Fox News being a purveyor of disinformation, but he goes on, he asks about the Russian collusion hoax, the Jussie Smollett hoax, Kavanaugh is a rapist, Nick Sandman is a white supremacist, all debunked to the degree that Nick Sandman got money from CNN. And we could go on. And he finally says you dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop affair as pure Russian disinformation. Who are you to come here and talk about this? And what does Stelter say? Does he address any of those issues? Not a word. You know what he does? Well, like, you know, this guy at Fox News, he got shot, and we all went to help each other. You know, look at what we did here. This is the guy that literally in the first sentence out of his mouth is bashing Fox News, tells this kid, this is not the CNN that I watch. So let me not even validate you for what you said. Let me put it a different way. Here's how Stelter should have said. He should have said, you know, a lot of people share your feelings. I don't necessarily share them. But there are people that do feel the way that you feel. And let's look at the things that we got wrong. You're right. We got things wrong. News organizations do get things wrong. Now, if the question is it a cabal? Because the kid asked the question. He says, it seems like your stuff only goes one direction. He could say, you know, it may appear that way, but this is where we're getting information. In which case, it's a debate on where is the information sources, are things right or wrong. But it wasn't that. He blames the kid, essentially says, I don't believe you. I'm not seeing what you're seeing. And oh, by the way, we helped the Fox guy who got hurt. Doesn't that exonerate us for all the other things you just mentioned? And the short answer is, heck no. The kid had a valid point.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.